Before entering the temple, visitors were asked to place plastic slips over their shoes. It wasn't a religious request, but more of a courtesy to the new building. The Fort Lauderdale Temple is actually in Davie and took 5 years to build. Mormon temples are not to be confused with their chapels, where members meet for Sunday services. They're used for weddings, baptisms, and voluntary pilgrimages.
This is a place that's reserved for special and sacred worship services.
That's William R. Walker, a leader of the Latter-day Saints. He's here all the way from Utah.
The church has grown considerably in South Florida over the last few years. We have a lot of Spanish-speaking members. We have Spanish-speaking congregations.
Walker says South Florida has about 35,000 members of the Mormon Church. Hector Ciccioni, a local immigration attorney, has been a member of the Latter-day Saints for 31 years and has lived in South Florida for 10. He says,
we have people that speak Portuguese, Creole, English, Spanish, you name it. We have people that even speak Greek.
But before this, the Mormon community's nearest temple was in Orlando. Ciccioni and his wife tried to visit once a month.
So it required quite a bit of planning and logistics for us.
Ciccioni says he and his wife will now visit temple more often because it's closer to Miami where he lives. Walker, the church leader from Utah, says Ciccioni is not the only one. He expects Mormon retirees will move to South Florida now because there's a temple nearby. I'm Jessica Mazaros in Miami.